You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm Yovi Extension's Todd Gleason on a Tuesday afternoon. Don Day at Day Weather in Cheyenne, Wyoming, joins us. Don, tell me about the weather forecast. Will we see good weather for farmers to harvest corn and soybeans in the Midwest this week?
I think we will. Now, we are going to have some systems come through, but I would say that over the next week or so that they're going to be quick-moving, not big precipitation producers, and for the most part, low humidities and sunshine should take us through this week, into this weekend, and into the start of next week. So harvest operations and conditions in terms of how the weather behaves looks pretty good. Longer term, I do see the weather pattern towards the middle to the end of next week maybe throwing us a couple of curveballs, but we've got a good week before that'll happen.
Well, we'll have a good start on the harvest of the corn and the soybean crop across the Corn Belt. They are trying to sow wheat out west. How's that going?
Well, I think for the most part, it depends on where you are out west. The southern areas, especially in the southern plains, been pretty wet here lately. But elsewhere, we see a really good window of opportunity here, like the Corn Belt in the Midwest, for some good weather for any wheat operations for harvest in the western areas.
And the farmers in the southern hemisphere doing as well as we are here and getting operations in the field started and moving?
Well, it looks like it. There hasn't been any remarkable weather down there in the past week, although we do see that southern Brazil, portions of Argentina, could be getting into some cooler and wet weather. It's not going to be an extensive area of precipitation, but a little bit of weather down there, but I don't see anything that's going to slow anything down too much.
Well, it's more fun to talk about the weather than when there's something really rotten happening, I have to admit. But you know what? It's great to have good weather across the planet because sometimes it just shows up and turns ugly, depending on where you are across the planet. Better check in one other place. The Chinese are in the midst of their corn harvest as well.
Well, a lot, as you said, you know, most of Northern Hemisphere experiencing some pretty decent weather right now. And for China, that's going to be true as well. Now, it does look a little more wet over there. So I think if there's going to be any part of the Northern Hemisphere that may have a few delays due to some muddy fields, that would be China.
Okay, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Don Day is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. A couple of things to keep in mind as we close out our program. First, be careful if you're out there in the field on the farm. Secondly, if you're out there on the roads near the farm, be on the lookout for all of those slow-moving vehicles. Tractors and combines are really big, and you do not want to tangle with one of them on the roadside. For the farmers, I have an event that you should sign up for today. If you have an opportunity, give us a call and order your tickets for our Farm Assets Conference. That's November the 24th, the Monday before Thanksgiving, in Normal at the Marriott. It includes your meal at the noon hour and the parking at the Marriott for $25 from about 11 o'clock in the morning till 5 o'clock in the evening. We'll have 12 of our regular on-air analysts, plus Gary Schnitke to talk about crop insurance, Bruce Sherrick to talk about the value of farmland, and Jonathan Kappas to go through the ARC and PLC or farm program decisions you'll be making sometime early next year. The number to call, 800-898-1065, or buy them online at willag.org. The cost is just $25. You have a great afternoon. I'm Todd Gleason.